An annual report on the well-being of children in each state shows Montana slipped two spots this year, ranking at 22nd in the nation. The 2025 Kids Count Data Book, published by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, finds indicators for children's economic and family well-being improved in Montana. However, the state fared worse in childhood health. The rate of children without health insurance is 5% nationally, but 7% in Montana, accounting for 17,000 kids. Zanna Berg with the Montana Budget and Policy Center notes the most recent data is from 2023, when continuous enrollment for Medicaid ended. But she explains 26,000 children lost Medicaid coverage the following year.
We don't have data yet to understand, you know, what happened for those 26,000 children. We're really in a moment where the data has not caught up yet to fully understand the picture of children's health insurance landscape.
Berg calls the data concerning, especially in the context of increased mental health challenges and infectious disease outbreaks. Montana children's health could also be impacted by federal lawmakers who are debating major cuts to programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Leslie Bossier with the Annie E. Casey Foundation says she hopes lawmakers take a look at the report's unbiased data before making final decisions.
I think it's critically important that policymakers look at the data on food security in their community, that they look at the data on access to health care, that they look at what has been effective in driving child well-being.
Looking at improvements, the report shows 15% of children in Montana lived in poverty in 2019, decreasing to 12% in 2023, or 28,000 kids. The percentage of children in single-parent families fell from 32% to 28% in the same time frame. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.